This morning, I visited a dying man. I learned two things. First was that he really did not want to leave the holy place he was staying. He had given his life to Radharani, and now, when the body was troubled, he just thought, let me not take shelter anywhere else. I want to take shelter at the only safe shelter. He told me, we all have to die, and a few more days don't really make a difference. What makes a difference is the way we die, and also the place where we die, if it is a powerful place versus a place where there is not so much spiritual power or spiritual blessings in Vrindavan. You know this, I knew this man. I had seen him every year when I visit Vrindavan. Seeing him in such an invalid state now, being overcome by a crippling disease, was at first shocking. But then, when I saw the light in his eyes, the happiness in his broken voice, I could understand that this man was blessed beyond apparent things like good health. He was blessed with eternity. Going for and changing one's perspective into from things which we will lose anyways, like health, wealth, connections, relations, fame, to being sure in our moment of departure that we are going back, we are leaving central prison, as someone recently said to me. That boon, that, let me say, eternal blessing, that safety and security which comes from the self, is something which the Western world just doesn't know so much about. And seeing this happy dying man, whose eyes were fixed on eternity and whose body almost trembled with joy, was really a good lesson for me.